Fans of the NBA's Washington Wizards have endured nearly four decades of team mismanagement, regular season irrelevance, and playoff failure in the rare instances when the Wizards have actually made the postseason. But the Wizards are exceeding expectations this season. They're flirting with the top spot in the NBA's Eastern Conference and casting a hopeful eye toward the playoffs. From the nation's capital, Only a Game's Gabe O'Connor has the story.
If you're on YouTube right now, stop watching adorable cat videos for a second and look up the 1978 NBA Finals. Watch the final minutes of the Washington Bullets Game 7 victory over the Seattle Supersonics. That right there is the best moment in the history of Washington, D.C. professional basketball. Washington Post columnist Dan Steinberg sums up the following 37 years.
Hapless, irrelevant, sad, you know, disastrous, every bad word that you could think of.
Since 1979, the Washington franchise has made it to the conference finals exactly zero times and only won three playoff series. Otherwise, it's been year after year of forgettable basketball. And predictably, the fans stayed away. It's not that people hated the team, they just didn't seem to care. In 1997, the team's former owner, the late A. Poland, changed the team's name from the Bullets, the one thing everyone liked, to the Wizards, which nobody seems to like. Even in the best of times, the team had a hard time selling tickets. And in the worst of times, the team had to get creative, says Steinberg.
For years, the Wizards were famous, back when they were the Bullets, for marketing opposing team stars, for like blatantly saying, come to our arena and see Patrick Ewing, come see Michael Jordan, come see Dominique Wilkins.
The Wizards' fortunes changed in 2010. John Wall was drafted number one overall out of Kentucky. It took a little patience, but in 4 years, he's become one of the best point guards in the Eastern Conference. 2 years after Wall arrived, the Wizards drafted Bradley Beal out of Florida. Beal was only 19 when he joined the team, but he quickly established himself as one of the best shooters in the NBA. The Wizards have more recently added veterans Marcin Gortat, Nene, and future Hall of Famer Paul Pierce. Last year, the Wizards overcame a 2-7 start to make a trip to the playoffs, the first in 5 years. They even beat the Bulls in the first round. So this year, for the first time in what seems like forever, there's an actual buzz surrounding the Wizards. Tuesday night, the Wizards hosted the defending champion San Antonio Spurs. Kyle Wiedei runs the Wizards blog truthaboutit.net. Before the game, he said it was a chance for the Wizards to see how they stack up. It would also be really nice to end a really ugly streak.
You know, I'm sure John Wall, he's never beaten the Spurs. He's our reigning champions. A lot of these players, they're definitely thinking about how this franchise has lost 17 games in a row now to San Antonio.
Wizards fan Rasheem Rook was at the game just trying to keep his expectations in check.
So if they could keep a lead and hold a lead, then I would say to myself, okay, maybe they can go in the postseason and be consistent. But right now for regular season play, if they can hang with the Spurs, then I feel they can hang with anyone else in the league.
The Wizards did a lot more than hang with the Spurs. They won 101-93 in a game they led most of the way. Afterwards, in the Wizards locker room, 20-year-old Bradley Beal, trying to act like a craggy old vet, says it's no big deal.
Not really. I mean, that's another win in my opinion. But, I mean, at the same time, it does mean a lot because, I mean, that's a great team. And when they had your number for so long, especially for people who've been here previously before you, it means a lot. So I can definitely say it means a lot, but at the same time, we can't heckle on too much.
So just how far can the Wizards go? It seems almost kind of insane to think they could make it to the finals considering where they were just a couple of years ago. But with the Eastern Conference so wide open, the next great moment in Washington basketball history might be on something other than a grainy YouTube video. For Only a Game, I'm Gabe O'Connor in Washington.